River Run, past Eve and Adams, from swerve of shore to bend of bay, brings us by a commodious vicars of recirculation, back to Hoth Castle and Enverins. Sir Tristram, Violeur d'Amores, for over the short sea had Passancor we arrived from North America, on this side the scraggy isthmus of Europe Minor, to wield or fight his peninsulate war. Nor had Top Sawyer's Rock by the stream Ockney exaggerated themselves to Lauren's country's Gorgios, while they went doubling their mumper all the time. Nor a voice from afar bellowed Misha Misha to Tauf Tauf, to Art Petrick. Not yet, though venison after, had a kid's cat but tended a bland old Isaac. Not yet, though all's fair in Vanity, where Sozi's Sester's wroth with Twan Nathanjo, wrought to peck of Pa's Malta gem a shen brewed by Arclight, and Rory entered the Regenbro, was to be seen ringsome on the aqua face. The fall, Baba the Laka Karatataka Mina Rana Honahon, Bronton, Rana Tonathon, Tonton, or Varahana, Ranesco, one, two, and then Tornok. Of a once all straight old Pa, as retailed early in bed and later on life down through all Christian minstrelsy, the great fall of the off wall entailed at such short notice of shoot of Finnegan, Earth's solid man, that the Humpty Hill head of himself promptly sends an inquiring one well to the west in quest of his Tumpty Tum toes, and their upturned hike point and places at the knockout in the park, where oranges have been laid to rust upon the green since Devlin first, lovely fee. What clashes here of wells, gents, wants, oystery gods, gaggin, fishy gods, berkex, kekex, 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 quack, quacks, quacks, walu, 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 quau, wow, where the Badalari's partisans are still out to mat master Malachus migraines, and the verdants catapulting the cannibalistics out of the white boys of Hoddyhead. Assigates and boomering strums, sod broads be me fear, Sandlorian save, arms appeal with lambs, appalling, killy killy, at all, what chance cuddlies, what cashels erred and ventilated, what bid me to love, seduced by what tegote absolvers, what true feeling for their hair, with what strong voice of false yikup. Oh, hear, hear, how Hoth sprawled, met the dusk, the father of fornication is but, oh, my shining stars and body, how hat fan spained most high heaven, the sky sign of soft advertisement, but was is it, ere were sewers, the oaks of Ald now they lie in peat, yet elms leap where asks lay, fall if you but will, rise you must, and none so soon either shall the farce for the nuns come to a set down secular finish. Big Maister Finnegan of the Stuttering Hand, free men's mower, lived in the broadest way imaginable in the rush lit too far back for messages before Joshua and Judges has given us numbers, or Helvetica's committed Deuteronomy. One yesterday he sternly struck his teeth in a tub for to watch the future of his fates, but ere he swiftly stuck it out again, by the might of Moses, the very water was evaporated, and all the Guinnesses had met their exodus, so that ought to show you what a Pentachuki chap he was. And during mighty odd years this man of hod, cement, and edifice, in torpor's torp piled building supra bildung, upon the banks of the livers by the Sonsko, he addled little piffy Annie, ug the little crater, with her hair in horns took up your part in her, off while Balbulus, mitre ahead with goodly trowel and grasp, and ivor-oiled overalls which he habitually fancied, like Heron Childeric Egbert, he would collegulate by multiples, the altitude and malitude, until he seesaw by neat light of the liquor, where twin twas born, his roundhead staple of other days, to rise in undress masonry upstanded, joy granted, a wall worth of a skyscrape of most eiffel height entirely, originating from next to nothing, and celescalating the himmels and all, hieractic tip-top loftical, with a burning bush above of its bauble top, and with larynx or tulers clittering up, and tumbles a bucket clottering down. Of first was he to bear arms and a name, Wazily Buzlow of Riesengeborg, his crest of heraldry, invert with ancillers, trublant, argent, a hedge-oak, persuivant, horrid-horned, his scutcheon fest, with archers strung, Helio of the second, hutches for husbandman handling his hoe, ho, 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 Mr. Finn, you're going to be Mr. Finn again, come day morn, and oh, your vine, senna day's eve, and ah, your vinegar, ha, 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 Mr. Fun, you're going to be fined again. What then, agent-like, brought about that tragedy, thunderous day, this municipal sin business? Our cube-house still rocks his ear witness to the thunder of his Arafatus, but we hear also through successive ages that shabby courier of uncalified muzzle Misselheims, that would black our dyes the white stone ever hurtle-turtled out of heaven. Stay us wherefore in our search for titusness, O sustainer, what time we rise and when we take up to toothmick, and before we lump down upon our leather bed, and in the night and at the fading of the stars, for a nod to the Nabir is better than wing to the Wapsanti, Other ways, wes ways, like that provost scoffing bejune the jeebel and the gypsian sea, crop herb the crunch bracken shall decide. Then we'll know if the feast is a fly day. She's a gift to seek on sight, and she all casually answers helpers, the dreamy dreary. Heed, heed, it may have been half been a misfired brick, as some say, or it might have been due to collapses of his back promises, as others looked at it. There extant by now 1,001 stories, all told of the same, but so sore did Abe bite Ivy's hollowed Abels, what with the Walhall's horror of Rolls-Rights, Carhacks, Stonehenge, Kissed Vanes, Tram Trees, Fargo Ballers, Autokinotons, Hippohobbilies, Street Fleets, Turning Taxis, Megafog, Circuses, and Wordsmotes, and Basil Kirks, and Aeropath Goads, and the Hoys, and the Jolly Brolin, and the Peelers, and the Coat, and the Melkenberg Bitch bite at his ear, and the Merlin Burrow Burrocks, and his four old poor courts, the Boar, the Moor, and his blight black working stacks at 12 pins a dozen, and the noble buses slading along Safety First Street, and the Derry Jabberly snooping around Tell No Tailor's Corner, and the fumes and the hopes, and the struppy thump of his vills, indigenous room keepers, home sweepers, dome creepers, turum and turum, in fancy murmurummed, and all the uproar from all the off roofs, a roof for May and a reef for Hugh, but under his bridge suits Tony. One warning filled tippling full, his hout felt heavy, his hodder did shake. There was a wall, of course, an erection. Dimb, he stuttered from the latter. Damb, he was dud. Dumb, mas-st-ba-tum, when a mon marries his lute is all long, for whole the world to see. Shies, I should see. Machool, machool, ara what ye dee? Of a trying triste morning, sobs they sighed at Filigan's Chrysosomus wakes, all the hooligans of the nations prostrated in their consternation, and their duo dismally profuse of plethora of ululation. There were plums and grums and cheriffs and citheras and raiders and cinnamon too, and they all gained in with a shout most joviality, a gog and magog and the round of the magrog, to the continuation of that celebration until Hannadin and Hennigan's extermination, some in Kinkin chorus, more Cancan keening, belling him up and filling him down, he stiff but he steady as Priam Olim. "'Twas he what was the gay and gay labouring youth. "'Sharpen his pillow scone, tap up his beer. "'Ereware in this world would ye hear such a din again, "'with their deep-brow fundigs and the dusty fidelios. "'They laid him broad on, along last the bed, "'with a buckle-lips of finisky for his feet, "'and a barrow-load of Guinness hoar his head. "'Tee the total of the flute, hang the twaddle of the fuddle-doe. "'Hurrah! There is but young glee for the owl globe wheels in view, which is tautologically the same thing. Well, him a being so on the flounder of his bulk like an overgrown babbling, let we peep, see, at home, well, see peegy, orty ort, platter plate. From Shopolis to Ballywick, or from Ashton to Baranoth, or from Buttybanks to Roundahead, or from the foot of the bill to Irglin's eye, he calmly extensilies. And all the way, a horn, from fjord to fell, his bay wind abobos shall wail him rock bound. Wah, wah, wah. In swim, swam, swam, and all the livelong night, the Deldale dabbling night, the night of blurry bells, her flitter flute and tricky trochies, O Carino, Carina, wake him, with her Isavan Esavans and her patter Jack Martins about all the mins and houses, tilling a teal of a tum, telling a toll of a teary, turty towbling, grace before glutton, for what we are, gifts of gross if we are about to believe, so pull the beg and pass the kish for cross sake. Amen, so sigh us, grandpapas has fallen down, but grinny sprids the bird, waits on the joint of a desh, fim, fo, fom, the fush, waspy his bacon head, a loaf of Sing Pantry's Kennedy bread, and who's hitched to the hop of his tail, a glass of Dan O'Donnell's famous old Dublin ale, but lo, as you would, quaff off his fraud stuff and sing teeth through that pith of a flower-white body. Behold of him as Bayamet, for he is nowhere mo. Finish, only a photograph of a yestern scene, almost rubicund as Salmo Salah, ancient from out the ages of the Agape or many days. He is smoten in our midst, woe be canned and packed away. So that's meal dead off for summon. Schluck schleiss and good rid the herring. Yet may we not still see the Brontoichian form outlined as slumbered, even in our own night-time, by the sedge of the troutling stream that Bronto loved and Brunto had a lean on? Hic cubat edilis, apud libertinam parvulam. What if she be in flags or flitters, reeky rags or Sunday choosies, with a mint of mines or beggar a pennyweight, ara? Shall we all love little Annie Rooney, or we mean to say, love little Annie Rainey, when under her umbrella, mid-piddle, Medpuddle, she ninny goes, nanny goes, nancing by, yo, Bront alone slaps, yo snores, upon Ben Heather, in Seppel is it too, the clannic head on him, caster of his reasons, peer yonder in yon mist, what? his clay feet swatted in verdigrass, stick up stark where he last fell omen, by the mun of the magazine wall, where our Maggie seen all, with her sister and shawl, while over against this belly's alliance being ill 60, all out ill, backsides of the fort, bum, tarabum, tarabum, lurked the ambushes, the sight of the liffing and waiting of the Upjock and Hockhams. Hence, when the clouds roll by, Jamie, a proud's eye view is enjoyable of our Mounding's mass, now Wallenstone's National Museum, with, in some greenish distance, the charmful Waterloo's country and two quite white villagettes, who here show of themselves so gigglesome's minks the foliage, the prettilies. Penetrators are permitted into the museumound free. Welsh and the Paddy Patinkinses, 1 shilling. Let his members, invalids of old guard, find Pussy Puss, Pussy Pram, to sate the sort of their butt. For her passkey supplied to the janitrix, the mistress Kate. Tip. This way to the museum room. Mind your hat's gone in. Now you're in the Willingdon museum room. This is a precious gun. This is a fringe. Tip. This is the flag of the Prussians, the cap and the sorcerer. This is the bullet that bing the flag of the Prussians. This is the fringe that fire and the bull that bang the flag of the Prussians. Salute the cross gun. Up with your pike and fork. Tip. Bull's foot. Fine. This is the triple one hat of Napoleon. Napoleon hat. This is the Willingdon on his same white horse, the coke and hape. This is the big strout of Willingdon, grand and magnetic in his gold tin spurs and his iron ducks and his quarter brass woody shoes and his magnate's garters and his Bangkok's best and gollier galoshes and his pull upon easy one waters. This is his big white horse. This is the three Napoleon boyne grouching down in the living ditch. This is an imim skilling English. This is a Scotcher grey. This is a Davy stooping. This is the bog Napoleon merging the Napoleon beg. A Gallagher's argument. This is the pretty Napoleon boy that was near Bagnerburg. I say, Tushhold, Fitzturmish, Dorty, MacDyke, and Harry O'Hurry, all of them Arminas Varminas. This is the Delian Alps. This is Mount Tibble. This is Mount Tipsy. This is the Grandmon Injuns. This is the Crimaline of the Alps, hooping to shelter shock the tree Napoleons. This is the Ginnies with their Leghorns, fainting to read in their handmaid's book of Stralagy, while making their war undishes, the Willingdons. The Ginnies is a coin in her hand, and the Ginnies is a raven in her hair, and the Willingdon get the band up. This is the big Willingdon Memorial Tallow Scoop, wonder worker up cities on the blanks of the Ginnies. Sex caliber horsepower. This is me Belsham speaking his Philippi out of his most awful grime, his sunshot Cromwelly. Looted. This is the Ginnies Hastings dispatch for to irrigate the Willingdon. Dispatch and thin red lines cross the short front of me Belsham. Yah, leaper otter. Fear sicken. Feel gaze thy tiny frau. Who gets him? Nap. That was the tic-tacs of the Ginnies for to Fontenoy the Willingdon. She. The Ginnies is Gillis agent courting all the Napoleons, and the Napoleons has gone boycotting crazy onto the one Willingdon. And the Willingdon get the band up. This is Bode Belsham, bonnet to Bisbee, breaking his secret word with a ball up his ear to the Willingdon. This is the Willingdon's herd old dips back, disployed on the region, rare of me Belsham. Salamangra, aye, cherry ginnies, fig tree you, dammy fairy Anne, voot, Willingdon. That was the first joke of Willingdon, tick for tack, hee. This is me Belsham in his 12-mile cowchoke, wheat, tweet, and Stamford for not footing the camp for the ginnies. Drink a sip, drank us up, for he'd sooner buy a Guinness than he'd stale store stout. This is Rush's balls, this is a trench, this is missile drops, this is cannon futter with his poppy nose. After his 100 days indulgence, this is the blessed Tara's widders, this is Ginny's and the bonny barn blotches, this is Napoleon and the rowdy houses, this is the Willingdon by the splinters of cork, out of fire, tonnerre, bull's hair, play, this is Camry, this is Floodens, this is the sulfurines in action, this is their mobbly, this is panic burns, Almeida gag, Artris Toulouse, this is Willingdon cry, brum, brum, come brum, this is Ginny's cry, under vetter, goat strip finlams. This is Ginny's running away to their outlist down a bunker's heels with a nip, nippy, nip and a trip, trippy, trips away for their hearts right here. Tip. This is me Belsham's thank you, silver plate for kitchen the crepes in the cool of his canister. Poor the pay. This is the Bismarck of the Marathon, Mary of the Ginnies they left behind them. This is the Willingdon Branlish, his same memorial tallow scoop, Sophie Kipo, for his royal devotion on the runaway Ginnies. Gambarista della Porca, della Veras Fimiras. This is the prettiest of the Napoleons, toffee teeth that spy on the Willingdon from his big white horse, the Cape and Hope. Stonewall Willingdon is an old Maxi Montremini. Napoleon's is nice hung bachelors. This is Hiena Hinnessy laughing about of the Willingdon. This is Lipsy Dolly crigging the funk from the Hinnessy. This is the Hindu Shimash in between the Dooley boy and the Hinnessy. This is the Wixie old Willingdon picking up the half of the trefoiled hat of Napoleon from out of the bloodle filth. This is the Hindu waxing range mad for a bum shoop. This is the Willingdon hanking the half of the hat of Napoleon up the tail on the backside of his big white horse. Tip, that was the last joke of Willingdon. Hit, hit, hit. This is the same white horse of the Willingdon, culp and help, waggling his tailor scrap with the half of a hat of Napoleon to insult on the Hindu sea boy. Nyeh, nyeh, nyeh. Bull's right, foul. This is the sea boy. Mather of Shratras, up jump and pumping, cry to the Willingdon. Ag pokaru puka Europe. This is the Willingdon, born stable gentleman, tinders his matchbox to the Kurzigan Shimmershin, backsucker used it. This is the Duff for him, sea boy below the whole of the half of the hat of Napoleon off on the top of the tail of the back of his big white horse. Bullseye, game, how Copenhagen ended. This way the musey room, mind your boots going out. What a warm time we were in, but how keeling us here the hereabouts. We know where she lives, but you mustn't tell Annanun for the lamp of a jiggaja lanthorn. It's a candle little house of a month and one windies, down a down, high, down a down, and numbered quainty limony, and such reasonable weather too. The wagand winds are waltz around the Piltdowns, and on every blast at Nolly Rock, if you can spot 50, I spy 4 more. There's that gnarly birdie gathering, a run a little, do a little, pre a little, pour a little, wipe a little, kicks a little, several a little, eat a little, whine a little, ken a little, health a little, pelt a little gnarly bird. A very table land of bleak barred fields, under his 7 rotch chills lies 1 lump roar, his glove to side him, scud untorsed, our pigeons pair are flown from north cliffs, the 3 of crows have flapped it suddenly, cracking of the backle to the cavatas of that sky, whence tribus answer, wail, tis well, she never comes out when tons on shower, or when tarns flash with his nixie girls, or when tarns blowing, tomb crack down the gales of tarn, no number no, neblas on your live, her would be too moochy a freet of burly melloc and bid me in rolling eyes and all the deeds in the woe faithful from she just does hopes till buys will be buys here and it goes on to appear now she comes a peaceful a paradise bird a peri pot mother a prinkle pick in the ilan skippy with peewee and powwows and beggy baggy on her bicky backy and a flick flack fleck flinging its pixie licking packs hemorrhena bows picking here pecking there pussy pussy plunder pussy but here it's the arm tides tonight milty pukos and to morn we wish for a muddy Christmas to the minutia workers, and there's to be a gorgeous truth for happiness childer everywhere. Come Nebo, me and Suzo sing the day we sally bright. She'd burrow the coacher's headlight the better to pry. Who goes cute goes sucker and choose the rune, and all spoiled goods go into her knapsack. Cartridges and rattling buttons, nappy spatties and flasks of all nations, clavicures and scampulars, maps, keys and the woodpiles of halfpenny, and moonal brooches with blood-stained bricks in them, boston night garters and masses of shoe sets, and nickely knacks, and Father Almichael, and a lugly parson of Cates, and howards and mutchers, and midgers and maggots, ills and elves, with lofts and tofts of players and bells, and the last sigh that come for the heart, Buckleed, and the fairest sin the sun saw, that's Kiark, with kiss, kiss, criss, cross, criss, kiss, cross, undo, live's end. Lane. How beautiful and how true to wife of her, when strangely forbidden to steal our historic presents from the past post-propheticals, so as to will make us all lordy heirs and lady maidesses of a pretty nice kettle of fruit. She is living in our midst of debt and laughing through all plores for us. Her birth is uncontrollable, with an apron for a mask and her sabots kicking arias. So say her, so solly, if you ask me and I sack you, hoo-hoo, gricks may rise and troisers fall, there being two sides forever a picture, for in the byways of high improvidence that's what makes life work leaving, and the world's a cell for sitters to sit in. Let young women run away with the story, and let young men talk smooth behind the butler's back. She knows her night's duty while Luntum sleeps. Did ye save any tin? Says she. Did I what? With a grin, says she. And we all like a married Anne because she is mercenary. Through the length of the land lies under liquidation flute, and there's ne'er a hairbrow nor eyebrush on this glaubrous face of Hershuft. Warta welta, she'll loan a vest and hire some peat and sarch the shores her cockles to heat, and she'll do all a turf woman can to piff the business on, paff, to puff the blaziness on, puff, puff, and even if Humpty shall fell frumpty, times is awkward again in the beards of Bosaloom, of all our grand remonstrancers, there'll be eggs for the breckers come to mourn him, sunny sides up with care, so true it is that there wears a turnover, the tay is wet too, and when you think you catch sight of a hind, make sure but you're cocked by a hin, then as she's on her behaviourate job of quainin's bandy, fruiting for fistlings and taking her tithe, we may take our review of the 2 mounds to see nothing of the himples, here as at elsewhere by sixes and sevens, like so many heagles and colleens, Setunarunt, sent breeched and sumpatreek, in their swish-wish satins and their taffy-taff tights, playing Wharton's Folly at a tree perty on the plank in the park. Stand up, Mickles! Make strike for Minas! By order, Nicholas Proud! We may see and hear nothing if we choose of the short-legged Bergens of Cork Hill, of the Bergamoors of Upper Hill, or the Bergambles of Summer Hill, or the Bergencellies of Misery Hill, or the County Cross Begons of Constitution Hill, though every crowd has its several tones, and every trade has its clever mechanics, and each harmonical has a point of its own, Olaf's on the rise and Ivor's on the lift, and Citric's place between them. But all they are, all there, scraping along to sneeze out a likelihood that will solve and salve life's Robulus Rebus, hopping around his middle like kippers on a griddle, or as he lay dormant from the macroborg of Hald Hard to the microburg of Pied de Poud, behove his sound of Irish sense. Really, here English might be seen, royally, one sovereign pun to petri pence, regally, the silence speaks the scene, fake. So this is do you belong? Hush! Caution! Echo land. How charmingly exquisite. It reminds you of the art-washed engravure that we used to be blurring on the blotch wall of his inkempt house, you say? I am sure that tiring shabble-shoveler with the mugical chocolate box, Mary Mitchell, is listening. I say, the remains of the outworn gravamure where used to be blurred the Thalmans of the incubus, used we? He's only pretending to be stugging at the Jubilee Harp from a second exit listener, Fiery Farrelly. It's well known. Look for himself and see the old butenew. Blun, wicho. Here, by the mausoleum wall, fim fim, fim fim, with a grand fun for all, fum fum, fum fum, this optophon with ontophanes, list, Wheatstone's magic lyre. They'll be tuggling forever, they'll be lightning for Olaf, they'll be pretumbling forever, the harps discord shall be theirs for all laves. Four things, therefore, set our hereditary Mammon Luius in his grand old historium, wrote near Barorium, blew his book in Bale's Annals, but in Divinarski, ne'er sail fail till heather smoke and cloudweeds era ills shall pall. And here now they are, the fear of Titotites, unum, ada, a bulbin boss surmounted upon an alderman, aye, dum, nism, a shoe and a pyrrhol woman, aho, triumph, tamus, an auburn maid, O'Brien, a bride to be deserted, a dear, quadlibus, marchesavan, a pen no weightier nor a pole post, and so, and all, succot. So how idlers wind, turning pages on pages, as innocents would anaclete play, Popeye, antipop, the leaves of the living in the book of the deeds, annals of themselves timing the cycles of events, grand or national, bring Fazlevise to pass how, 1132 A.D., men like to answer emmets wandering upon a groot, wide Hwalafisk, which lay in a runnel, blubby wares up at Oblanium. 566 A.D., on Balafer's night of this year after deluge, a crone that had a wickered kish for to hail dead turbs from the bog, looking it under the bay of her kish, as she ran for to sot his fag, her curiosity, and be me sol, but she found herself suckful of swart goody quicker son, and small, elegant brogue, so rich in sweat. Blurry works at Huddlesford, silent. 566 A.D., at this time it fell out that a brazen-locked damsel grieved, sobralas solas, because that puppet her minion was ravished of her by the ogre Perpius Pies, bloody wars and Balioca Liagabali. 1132 A.D., two sons at an hour were born, until a good man and his hag. These sons called themselves Caddy and Primas. Primas was a sentryman and drilled all decent people. Caddy went to Winehouse and wrote a piece of farce. Blotty words for Dublin. Somewhere, apparently, in the gin-and-go gap between Antediluvius and Annie Dominant, the copyist must have fled with a scroll. The Billy Flood rose, or an elk charged him, or the Saltrup world-right from the Excellissimos Empyrean, bolt in some. Earth spake of the Dynamen Gallus banged pan the Biddy Durin. A scribicide then and there is led off under old codes with some fine covered by 6 marks or 9 pins and metal men for the sake of his labour's dross, while it will be only now and again in our rear of our era, as an upshoot of military and civil engagements, that a gynecure was let on to the scuffle for taking that same fine sum covertly by meddlement with the drawers of his neighbour's safe. Now, after all that far-fetched and peregrine, or dignant or clear lift, we are ears, eyes of the darkness from the tome of Liber Lividius, and to, hapazably ironical, all dimmering dunes and glomering glades, self-stretches afore us our fridolence plain. lean, neat, stone, pine, the pastor lies with his crook, young pricket by pricket sister, niblet on return viridities, a maid her rocking grass with the herb, trinity shams lowliness, sky up is of ever grey, thus too for donkey's years, since the bouts of he-bear and hairy man, the cornflowers have been staying at Ballymun, the dusk rose has chosed out goatstown hedges, two lips have pressed together them by sweet rush, townland of twined lights, the white horn and the red thorn have fairy gayed the May valleys of Knock Maroon, and through for rings round them during a chilliad of perihelie gangs, the Fomorians have brittled the tueth of the Danes, and the oxmen have been pestered by the fir bugs, and the joints have thrown up jerry building to the cavernouses, and little on the green is child's father to the city. Year, year, and laughter tears, these pack-sealing buttonholes have quadrilled across the centuries, and whiff now waft to us, fresh and made of all smiles as on the eve of Killalhu. The babblers with the thangers vain have been, confusium hold them. They were and went, thigging thugs were, and hunim songtums were, and comely norgles were, and polyfool finnesies. Men have taught, clerks have sir hummed, the blonde has fought off the brune, Elsa kissed our may, mean Kerry piggy, and the dunsel dams have countered with the hellish fellows. Who ails tongues could you, a space of dumb bill silly? And they fell upon one another, and themselves they have fallen, and still now and nights and by nights of yore do all bold floras of the field to their chiffon lovers say only, cull me ere I wilt to thee, and but a little later pluck me whilst I blush. Well may they wilt, marry and profusely blush, betroth, for that saying's as old as the howits, lave a whale a while in a wheelbarrow. Isn't it the truth, I'm telling you, to have fins and flippers that shimmy and shake, tim timmy can, timter, tamting tam, flippity, flippity, flippo, hop. In the name of Annam, this carl on the copture is pelted tongs apart alone, who the Joe bigger be he. For shapen his pig-made hogshead, shrunk his plod's foot, he had locked toes, this short shins, and the obiole that's pectoral, his mamma muscles, most mysterious. Is it slaking nunchin out of something's brain pan? Meseemeth a dragon man, he's almost on the keep feet by here, is come stipple Saxon, be it junipery or February, Marix or April, or the ramping riots of Purius and Frurus. What a queer short of a man. It is evident that the mission, daddy, lest we overstep his fire defences and these kraals of silt-salked marang bones, cave. He can prepastrous the pillory way to Hercules' pillar. Come on, fool, portaful, hoised women blown monksur. Scuse us, Charlie Guy. You tolerate nonsk, you talkative Scowegian, you spigoty Anglies, nee, you phoneo Saxon, nee. Clear also, tis a jute. Let us swap hats and exchequer a few strong verbs weak. Och other, yap yazard abast the blue she creaks. Yuta, mucke pleasure. Are you Jeff? Some hards. But you are not Jeff Moot. No, only an utterer. Whoa? What is the matter with you? I became a stunner stammer. What a horrible thing to because. How mut I put the buttle, sird. Whose puddle? Wherein? The inns of the dungtar, for used are to be he. You that side your voice are almost inedible to me. Become a bitskin more wisable, as if I were you. Has a tinsy herbahuru burus usurp. I tremble from wrath in my minds when I rim. One eye gone black, bisons is bisons. Let me for all your hesitancy cross your quam with trink guilt. Here have sylvan coin, a piece of oak. Guinness, he's good for you. Louis, how wouldn't I not know it? The intelligible great cloak of Cedric Sillyshag, Cade Mealy Faulty, rises for one Dublin bar. Old Grizzly growls, he was poached on in that identical spot where the liveries monomark. That's where the miser's moony minikin pass. Simply because his taciturn prattles are wrong story shortener, he dumped you the whole borough of Rubbergix onto soil here. Just how a puddin' stone into that brook sells by Lord Almarshy, with what for a norse like? Somular with a bull on a clump turf, rooks roarum rex rum. I could snore to him of the spumy horn with his woolsley side in by the neck I'm sutton on, did brind of lin. Boil Doyle and Rahoney on me when I can barely forestand a weird from Stirk to Finnick in such a pat what as your Rotterdam Rotter, unheard of and unseen. Good after meal, see you doomed, quite to cream, but save a sec, walk it and blink round what this Albutzal, and you skill see how old ye plain of my elders, Humphrey and ours, where worn to wear wimble to peewee, or the saltings where will be sit by law of Istman, where by adroit of signory ice flow was from his inn the big inn to whose finisher here punct, let e'er him remurmur merry merk to races sweat and brack, mothering rue hither, catching eastwards they are insurgents, hence school at ebb they requiesce. Countlessness of live stories have never fallen by this plage, flick as flow flakes, litters from aloft, like a vast wizard all of whirl worlds. Now are all tom to the mounds, isgus to isgus, erder from erder, pride, O pride, thy prize, stench, fiatfuit. Hirimander laite, large by the small, and every night life all such is strange. Babylon, the great grand hotel, with tit tittle house, alp on earwig, drunk on ild, liquors equal to an equal, in this sound cemetery which is Lebislev. Zmorda, Meldund lies, by the fierce wave behouted, despond sung, and an ancestrous mount have swallowed them all. This earth of years is not save brick dust, and being humours the same returns. He who runs may raid it on all fours. Oskel, Newcastle, Castle, Crumbling. Tell me sooth the fair for humbling, humbladdy fair, but speak it all so siftly, moulder, be in your wish, wished. The giant forficules would amny the fay. How? Here is vice a king's crab. What? Or you ask stone age, jut you? I am torn-ter struck thing mud. Stoop. If you are absent-minded to this clay brook, what curios of signs, please stoop, in this alphabet, can you read, since we and thou had it out already, its world? It is the same told of all, many, miscegenations on miscegenations. Tickle, they lived and laughed, and loved and left. For sin, thy kingdom is given to the Medes and portions. The meander tale a loosen again of our old Heidenberg in the days when head and clouds walked the earth, in the ignorance that implies impression, that knits knowledge, that finds the name form, that whets the wits, that conveys contacts, that sweetens sensation, that drives desire, that adheres to attachment, that dogs death, that bitches birth, that entails the insurance of existentiality, but with a rush out of his navel reaching the reredros of Ramaspatam, a terry collar's villi on view, this, queer, and it continues to be quacky, a hatch, a kelt, an earshare, the perquis of which was to cassay the earth-crust at all of ours, furrow-words, bag-words, like yoxen at the turnpath. Here, say figurines, billicus, arming and mounting, mounting and arming, bellicose figurines, see here. Foot hawk, this little effinky is for a fire thing called a flinterfall. Face at the ease it, oh, I fay, face at the waist, ho, you fie, whop and dump him, face to face. When a pot soap tea does duty for the hollows, we soon grow to use of an alpha a bit. Here, please to stoop, are silver and cued petite peas of quite a pecuniar interest, in as little as they are the pellets that make the tom-tummy's payroll. Right rank ranga rocks, and with these rocks oranga and tangos, wrangled rough and right to garong. Wish, wish, widyata. Thick is for thorn that's stuck in its toil, like thumbfool's traitor thrust for vengeance. What a mince old nyance is all nyanks. A mitten-hide hoard of objects, olives, beets, kimmels, dollies, alfreds, beeties, cormacs, and daltons. Owlet's eggs, oh, stoop to please, are here, creakish from egg, and are all now quite epsilene and old woolly wobblers, how'd worth a wipe of grass? Shh. See the snake worms every side. Our durlbin is swarming in sneaks. They came to our island from triangular Tuchatair, beyond the wet prairie, reared up in the midst of the cargan of prohibitive pomefructs, but a long-landed Paddy Whippingham, and the his garbage cans crotched the creeps of them pricker than our who's where out of man could quick up her what's that. Some divide and some to lot, but the tally turns round the same balafusin, racketeers and botloggers. Axe on, twax on, thrax, axe and wise. One by one, place one be three, ditto, and one be four. Two nurses, one, make a plausible free, and idem behind. Starting off with a big boa boa, and three-legged calvers, and ivor-grained jadises, with a message in their mouths, and a hundred dread-filled, unleavened weight of liberum, q to con, and we can still all horrors eve. What a meander tall tale to unfurl, and with what an end in view of squatter and anti-squatter, and post-proneontisquatter, to say to us to be every tin, Nick and Larry of us, sons of the sod, sons, little sons, yea, and lay little sons, when news is not to be, every Sue, Sis, and Sally of us, dugters of Nan, accusative answer, damn, madame, to infinities. True there was in Nilo's Deibos, as yet no lump in paper in the waste and night mountain pen still grown for the Mises to let flee. All was of ancient tree. You gave me a boot, signs on it, and I ate the wind. I quizzed you a quid, with for what, and you went to the quad. But the world, mind, is, was, and will be writing its own runes forever, man, on all matters that fall under the ban of our infra-rational senses. From the last milch camel, the heart vein throbbing between his eyebrows, has still to moor before the tomb of his cousin Charmian, where his date is tethered by the palm that's hers. But the horn, the drinking, the day, the dread, are not now. A bone, a pebble, a ramskin, chip them, chap them, cut them up always, leave them to Tara Cook and the mothering pot, and Guten Morg with his Cro-Magnon charter, titting fast and great primer must once for omnibus step ruck brick red out of the word press, else is there no virtue more in Alcohoran. For that, the rap one warns, is what paper is made of hides and hints and misses and prints, till ye finally do not yet end like, meet with the acquaintance of Mr. Typus, Mistress Tope, and all the little typotopies, filled up, so you need hardly spell me how every word will be bound over to carry 60 top tipsical readings throughout the book of Dublin's Jinnet, may his forehead be darkened with mud who would sunder, till Dalit, Mahomahuma, who oped it closed thereof the door. Cry not yet, there's many a smile to Nondum, with city maids per man, sir, and the park so dark by kindle light. But look what you have in your hand, self. The movables are scrawling in motions, marching. All of them ago in pit-pat and zing-zang, for every busy eerie wig's a bit of a Tory tale to tell. One's upon a time, and two's behind their letters leap, and three's among the strubbly beds, and the chicks pick their teeth, and the domkey he begay began. You can ask your ass if he believes it, and so cuddling me only wallops have heels. That one of a wife with faulty barnets, for them was the age when hoops ran high, of a no-arsh and a chop-wife, of a palmful grave and a pammy of levity, or of golden youths that wanted gelding, or of what the mischief of miss made a man do. Malmary head, he was a reversal gas by the frisk of her frasks, and her pretty firik. May fay, she's la gay, this snaky woman, from that trippery top, expectum pelic, veil, valentine, valentine eyes, she's the very besh Winnie blows, nay on good, flew in, flew an, ho hoar. So it sure it was her, not we, but lay it easy, gentle mien, we are in rearing of an orwig, so weeny, beeny, veeny, teeny, come zee see, het wi siffy, winyut, lism, lism, I'm doing it, hark, the corn entreats, and the larp notes prittle. It was of a night, late, long time agone, in an owl-stained eld, when Adam was delvin', and his madamine spinning water sills, when Bulk Mountainotti man was every bully, and the first leal ribber robber that ever had her anyway, everybody, to his love-seeking eyes, and every billy lived a love with everybody else, and Jarl von Hooter had his burnt head high up in his lamp-house, laying cold hands on himself, and his two little Jiminies, cousins of ours, Christopher and Hilary, were kick-a-heeling their dummy on the oil-clot floor of his Homeric castle and earthenhouse, and be Dermot, who comes to the keep of his inn, only the niece of his law, the prank queen, and the prank queen pulled a rosy one, and made her wit for nence the door, and she lit up, and fireland was ablaze, and spoke she to the door in her pretty Parisian, mark the ones, why do I am look like a puss of porter bees? And that was how the skirtmishers began, but the door handworded her grace in Dutch Nassau, shut! So her Grace O'Malley's kid snapped up the Jiminy Christopher, and into the shady westerner she rain, and Jarl von Hooter warlist after her with soft dove's gall. Stop, thief! Stop! Come back to my errand! Stop! But she swallowed it to him, unlikelihood, and there was a branner whale that same Sabbath night of falling angels somewhere in Aereo, and the prank queen went for her 40 years walk and tour Le Monde, and she washed the blessings of the love spots off the Jimmy with soap salver settles, and she had our 4 owler masters for to teach him his tickles, and she converted him to the one sure all good, and he became a luder man. So then she started to rain and to rain, and be red, Tom, she was back again at Jarl von Hooter's in a brace of sammers, and the Jiminy with her in her piano front, lace at night at another time, and where did she come but to the bar of the Bristlery, and Jarl von Hooter had his barrel to bruised heels drowned in his cellar malt, shaking warm hams with himself, and the Jiminy Hillary, and the dummy in their first infancy were below on the tear sheet, ringing and coughing like broder and hister, and the prank queen nipped a paley one and lit up again, and red cocks flew flackering from the hill combs, and she made her witter before the wicket, saying, mark the tway,
why do I am a looking like a super supporter, please? And shut, says the wicked hand wording Her Majesty. So Her Majesty aforethought sat down a jiminy and took up a jiminy, and all the lily pathways to women's land she rain. And Jarl Van Hooter blithered after her with a loud fingale. Stop, dump, stop. Come back with my earwing, stop. But the prank queen swallowed it, I'm liking it, and there was a wild old granny whale, that Laurency knight of star shooting somewhere in Aereo, and the prank queen went for a 40 years walk and turned Lameme, and she punched the curses of Cromcowell with the nail of a top into the chimney, and she had our 4 larksical monotricks to touch him his tears, and she provorted him to the one certain old secure, and he became a Tristian. So then she started raining, and in a pair of changes bedumped her, she was back again at Jarl Van Hooter's and the Larry Hill with her under her abromet. And why would she halt at all if not by the ward of his mansion home of another nice lace for the 3rd charm? And Jarl Van Hooter had his hurricane hips up to his pantry box, ruminating in his whole 4 stomachs, dare, oh dare, and the jiminy tougher trees and the dummies were beloved on the waterclot, kissing and spitting and roguing and poguing like knave paltry and naive bride in their 2nd infancy. And the prank queen picked a blank and lit out and the valleys lay twinkling, and she made her wittiest in front of the archway of triumph, asking, Mark the Tris, why do I am a looking like a tree boss of porterpies? But that was how the skirmishers end up, for like the Campbells are coming with a fork lance of lighting, Jarl Van Hooter Bonerges himself, the old terror of the dames, came hip hop handy hop out through the pike opened archway of his 3 shutten castles, in his broad ginger hat and his civic scholar, and his olibuff hemmed and his bull braggan socks and gloves, and his Ladbrokes breeks and his Cattegat bandolier, and his fur frame panocular cumbets like a red yellin' grubbeline orange man in his violet indignation to the whole lunt of the strength of his bowman's bill, and he clopped his rude hand to his easy hitch, and he ordered in his thick spishbeck for her to shut up shop, dappy, and the duppy shot the shutter clap. Per cordis curum barragi on a carolaraga gremines crun the hurtha ruminator in a dilia falitilia bumaluna cornun. And they all drank free, for one man is his armour was a fat match always for any girl under shirts. And that was the first piece of alliterative poetry in all the flaminate floody flatuous world. How Kirsty the Tyler made a sweet unclose to the Norwegian capital. Saw 4 shalt thou see, between ye and be. The prank queen was to hold her dummy ship, and the jimneys was to keep the peace wave, and Van Hooter was to get the wind up. Thus the hirsomeness of the burgher felicitates the whole of the police. Oh, Phoenix culprit, ex nihilo malo comes Michaelmas bonum, hill rill, ones and company billeted less be proud of, breast high and bestride, only for that these will not breathe upon nor on incensin or Iranian the secrets of their sorcolosness. Quari silex, Humphrey, nonswa, undigentian festinis, Livia noansa, walking cap is on him, frowned, out the orient, he would eavesdrip, were it moose at hand, were it dim of bottles in the far ear, murk his veils are darkling, with lippet she lippeth to him, all to time of touch, on toe, she, he, she, ho, he, she, ha, ho, to, la, herfluke, if he could bad twig her, impalpabant, he appears. The sound waves are his buffeters, they trumps him with their trumps, the wave of Rory and the wave of Hushead, and the waves of Ha Ha Horde, and the wave of Never Heed Them Horse Luggers and Littles to Mime. Landlord by his neighbour is minstress, and petrified in his offspring, saves and suckers, the moaning pipers could tell him to his face back, the lovely one whose lobe we are devourers of, how but for his halibut, or her to her pred-off puff, the lip-a-lip, one whose lie we drink at, how biff for her tiddy-wink of a windfall, our breed and washers givers, there would not be a holy spear on the town, nor a vessel flouting in the dock, nay, to make plain avowals, nor a ewe, nor an eye to play cash and novo nil but by swamp lights, nor a tool o' tall o' toll, a noddy hint to the convenience. He dug in and dug out by the skill of his tilth for himself and all belonging to him, and he sweated his tube beneath his auspice for the living, and he earned his dread, that dragon volant, and he made laws for us and delivered us to Boll Weevil's amain, that mighty liberator, Unfru Chidak Uru Wokru, and begad he did, our ancestor most worshipful, till he thought of a better one in his widower's house, with a blush mantle upon him from ear's end to ear's end, and would again could whispering grassies wake him, and may again when the fiery bird is embers, and will again, if so be sooth by elder to his youngsters, shall be said, have you wines for my wedding? Did you bring bride and bedding? Will you whoop for my dreading? Is a wake? Ishka Bagham, Anna McGandool, did ye drink me doornail? Now be aisy good, Mr. Finnamore, sir, and take your leisure like a god on pension, and don't be walking abroad, sure only lose yourself in Heliopolis. Now the way your roads in Capel Vaster are there winding there after the Calvary, the Northumbrian and the Five Barrows and the Wading Raids and the Barmoor, and wet your feet maybe with the foggy Jews abroad, meeting some sick old bankrupt and the Cotterdick's donkey with his shoe hanging, clanketh a chanketa, or a slur snouting with an impure infant on a bench, 'twould turn you against life, so 'twould, and the weather's that's mean too, to part from Delvin as hard as Nugent knew, to leave the clean tangle someone lusher than its neighbours in franchisable fields, but let your ghost have no grievance, you're better off, sir, where you are. Prime signed in the full of your dress, blood eagle, waistcoat and all, remembering your shapes and sizes on the pillow of your baby curls under your sycamore by the Keld water where the Tories clay will scare the varmints and have all you want, pouched gloves, flask, bricket, kerchief, ring and umbrella, the whole treasure of the pyre and the land of the souls at Homan and Broin Baroque and the Polo Lonan and the Nabucodonosor and the Guinness's can, and we'll be coming here, the Omber players, to take your gravel and bringing you presents, won't we, Fenians? And isn't our spittle will stint you of, is it, Druids? Not chabby little imagettes, penny dirts, and Dud Gemais, you buy in the sooty stores, but offerings of the field, Melior Dories, that Dr. Faherty, the medicine man, taught to good and you. Poppy peps a passport out, and honey's the holiest thing that ever was. Hive, comb, and earwax, the food for glory. Mind you keep the pot of your nectar cup may yield too light. And some goat's milk, sir, like the maid used to bring you. Your fame is spreading like basilico's ointment since the Fintan Lawlers piped you over border. And there's whole households beyond the Botinians, and they're calling names after you. The men here always talking of you, sitting around on the pig's cheeks under the sacred roof tree, over the bowls of memory where every hollow holds a hallow, with a pledge to the drains and the salmon house, and admiring to your super shillelagh where the palm sweat on high is the mark of your monument. All the toothpicks ever Erinensians chewed on are chips chepped from that battery block. If you were bowed and solid and let down itself from the owner of the load, it was that pappy pladders might pack up plenty, and when you were undone in every point for the lapse of goddesses, you showed our labour lasses how to free was easy. The game, old gun, they do be saying, skull, that was a planter for you, a spicer of them all. Be gog, but he was the gog. He's dood and gone now, and we're after finding the swords of a sedek, but peace to his great limbs, the buttock, with the last league-long rest of him, while the million candle eye of Tusker sweeps the Moylian main. There was never a warlord in great Erinias and Bretland, no, nor in all Pike County like you, they say, no, nor a king, nor an Ard king, Bung king, Sun king, or Hung king, that you could fell in Elm Street 12 urchins couldn't ring around and hoist high the stone that Leam failed. Who but a Macallamore, the Rezia of our fortunes, and the funnier man at the funeral to compass our cause? If you was Hoggle Bully itself, and most fritty like you was taken water still, what all where was your like to lay the cable, or who was the batter could better your grace? Mick MacMagnus Macaulay can take you off to the pure perfection, and Leather Bags Reynolds tries your shuffle and cut, but as Hopkins and Hopkins puts it, you were the pale eggy naggy, and a kiss to Tilly up. We'll call him the journey all, Bugaluf, since he went Jerusalem faring in Irish manner. You had a gamier cock than Pete Jacob Martin, and your arch goose of geese double for All Angels' Day. So may the priest of seven worms and scalding tay boil Pappy Vestry never come near you, as your hair grows wheater beside the liffy that's in heaven. Hep, hep, hurrah, there, hero, seven times thereto we salute you. The whole bag of kits, falcon plumes and jackboots and clotted, it's where you flung them that time. Your heart is in the system of the she-wolf, and your crested head is in the Tropic of Capri Capron, your feet are in the cloisters of Virgo, your old Lala is in the region of Shahuls, and that's as sure as you are born. You're shuck-tick swell, and there's Texas in tow linen. The Lomas Rome to Lafayette is ended. Drop in your tracks, babe, be not unrested. The heady bodily watcher of the temple of Izzard, Totum Calum, and said, I know thee, Metager, I know thee, salvation boat, for we have performed upon thee, thou Abram nation, who comest ever without being invoked, whose coming is unknown. All the things which the company of the percenters of the grammarians of Christ Patrick's ordered concerning thee in the matter of the work of thy tombing, how of the shipman steep wall. Everything's going on the same, or so it appeals to all of us, in the old homestead here. Coughings all over the sanctuary, baths granted me Aunt Florenza, the horn for breakfast, one a gong for lunch, and dinner chime. As popular as when Belly the First was king, and his members met in the diet of man, the same shop in the window, Jacob's letter crackers and Dr. Tipple's Vi Coco, and Edward's dissipated soup beside Mother Seagull's syrup. Meat took a drop when Riley Parsons failed. Coal short, but with plenty of bog in the yard, and barley's up again, be grain to it. The lads attending school, Messon's regular, sir, spelling beast's knees with a hat of hands in turning out tables by mud application,
Alf for the books and never pegging smashers after Tom Bowglasser or Timmy the Tosser. 'Tis really the troop. No, isn't it Roman Patrick's? You were the doubly jointed janitor the morning they were delivered, and you'll be a grand for yet entirely when the right hand seizes what the left arm knows. Kevin's just a dote, with his cherub cheek chalking ogres on walls, and his little lamp and school belt and bag of nicks playing postman's knock round the diggings. And if the seep were milk, you could live as old by his eye. But lace's sake, the devil does be in that knirps of a jerry sometimes, the Tarentan playboy making a cost of income out of the last of his levies and writing a blue streak over his birthday shirt. Hetty Jane's a child of Mary. She'll be coming for the shirt to choose her in her white of gold with a touch of ivy to rekindle the flame of Felix Day. But Essie Shanna has let down her skirts. You remember Essie in our Luna convent? They called her Holy Mary. Her lips were so ruddy berry and Pia de Purabelle when the Red Miners' riots were on about her. Were I a clerk designated to William Woods manufacturers, I'd posted these powders on every jam in the town. She's making her rep at Lanner's twice nightly with the Tabareen Tam Tammers and the Whirly Gig McGee's. Beats that cat shoot your flat, would delate your heart to go easy now, you decent man with your knees, and lie quiet and repose, your honour's lordship. Hold him here, Ezekiel Irons, and may God strengthen you. It's our warm spirits, boys, he's spurting. Demetrius of Flagonan, cork that cure for the Clancartys. You've swamped enough since Portobello to float the Pomeroy. Fetch her here, Patcoy, and fetch her you, Pam Yates. Be neither angst of Romowich. Here's Lumbos. Where Misty Swaddleham? Where Mistress Lodgnon? Where Mistress Poor Kindon? Oh, sleepy so be yet. I've an eye on Queer Bean and old Kate and the butter. Trust me, she'll do juggly wuggly with her war souvenir postcards to help to build me mural tippers. I'll trip your traps, as sure there. And we put on your clock again, sir, for you. Did or didn't we, cherished stutterers? So you wouldn't be up a stump entirely. Now, shed your remnants, the stern wheel's crawling strong. I seen your missus in the hall like the Queen of Vera.